Ignition, Chapter 4, Stage 3, Niche Selection. Now you know how the business model works overall, your first step is to decide on your niche, i.e. what you'd like your online business to be about. Here's a simple exercise to decide on this very quickly. Step 1. Write down all the topics you're good at, have expertise in, are passionate about, or even just have an interest in. Also include your day job if you have one. Don't let the doubts creep in about whether these topics will be profitable or not yet, just write them down. For example, this could be playing the guitar, supercars, watching movies, my day job as a doctor, self-development, mindfulness and meditation, gaming, learning Spanish, focusing on having the best relationship possible with my spouse, traveling the world, interest in marketing, and so on. I'd encourage you to do this now instead of later, as later rarely happens if you're honest with yourself. Side note, if you find yourself thinking you don't have any knowledge, any passion projects, or any inklings of an interest at all, I'd encourage you to enrich your life with a new hobby which can also be transitioned into a business later down the line. Step 2. Go down this list and put a star next to the items you already have expertise in. To identify these, ask yourself, if somebody asked me for help on this topic, would I be able to teach them about it? A common mistake is that people think they need to be a world-class expert on these topics to make a business out of them. You don't. You just need to know more than the majority of other people in your everyday life do, then they'll perceive you to be an expert. These starred items are important. These are the low-hanging fruit and will typically be easiest to build a business around because you won't have to learn much about the topic itself. Or, if you feel you really don't have any knowledge on any of these topics, put a star next to the items you're most interested in and wouldn't mind becoming an expert in by learning about the topic. But of course, it's not just enough to be knowledgeable about a topic. It should also be profitable, which takes us on to step 3. Step 3. Now it's time to see which of the items on your list are actually profitable. I call this process profit validation. Best of all, you can find this out in less than 10 minutes without spending a dime. First, take the most promising starred item on your list and search for it using your preferred search engine. Google usually works best for me. If one of your passions is something racy, then be sure to use incognito mode and check over your shoulder to make sure nobody is watching you. But it's for work, doesn't usually cut it. We're not just looking for generic results here. We're looking for specific profit-producing websites, not just hobby websites. So, have a look through the results and try to find websites that are actually selling solutions related to your topic or have some kind of method to earn money from the site, called monetization. For example, if I search for mindfulness and click through to the top 10 highest ranked websites, I can see a few of them have a store or products section. Some of them even have coaching programs at high price points. This type of monetization is a good sign. At this point, if you recognize the company and/or can see it clearly has a large customer base, you can safely assume it'll be profitable for you too, if you use the right methods. Side note, don't worry about competing with these people, as the methods we'll be using will minimize any chance of competing with them. Step 4. Now that we know people are monetizing this topic, we can get an indication of just how profitable that monetization is by visiting www.clickbank.com. Clickbank is a marketplace for digital products and services, and also provides a way for people to promote these products as an affiliate, earning a commission for every sale you make. As a part of this free affiliate marketplace, it also gives you statistics on how well the products are selling. It's often said, success leaves clues, and these statistics are a good example of that. So just click the link in the top navigation bar to visit the affiliate marketplace, and once there, select the topic you're researching in the categories menu. The wording of this menu may change over time, but the process remains the same. You'll typically see a list of different products to promote in that topic area. But what we're looking for is at least one product with a GRAV, short for gravity statistic, of 10 or more. This is ClickBank's ranking number for how effectively people are currently selling this specific product. Note, this doesn't mean a gravity of 10 means 10 copies of the product are sold per month, or that 10 people made sales of the product, but it's instead just a general indication of how well a product sells. Therefore, the higher this gravity number is, the more sales this product makes per month. For example, a product with a gravity statistic of above 300 is probably making a high six figures in sales per month, maybe even seven figures, whereas a product with a gravity of around 10 is probably making around $5,000 per month or less in total. The next thing we need to check is, how many products are there in this topic area with a gravity of above 10? The more products there are with high gravity numbers, the more profitable this niche is overall. At this point, you'll be in one of two scenarios. Scenario 1. Your topic area has at least one product with a gravity statistic of 10 or more. Congratulations, your topic is profitable. Scenario 2, your topic area either can't be found anywhere in the ClickBank marketplace, or it has a limited number of products with terrible gravity statistics. Don't worry if you fall into this scenario, as not all profitable niches have good products on the ClickBank marketplace. The very popular and profitable business consulting niche is a good example of this. Whichever scenario you fall into, we can confirm your topic's profitability and find out exactly what people want by moving on to the final step in this research process. Step 5. Amazon.com is a marketer's dream due to one simple feature: the reviews section of each product. Just do a quick search for your topic area in the books section of the website, and you'll be presented with a ton of valuable marketing insights. We may not be selling books at all, but this is the easiest method of finding customer feedback in your niche. First and foremost, if you couldn't find any products related to your topic in the ClickBank marketplace, you should be able to find them here. It won't give you sales statistics, but you can get a rough idea for how well a product sells by the number of reviews. The more reviews a book has, the more total sales it has, and the more profitable your niche is. Going back to our earlier example of the business consulting topic, we couldn't find any products in the ClickBank marketplace, but we can see a ton of books with thousands of reviews on each here on Amazon. So we can deduce that people are buying information on this topic, and therefore a business focusing on this topic would be profitable too. Or in the worst case scenario, if you're looking at a blank screen because your research doesn't bring up any professional books you can look at reviews for, which you can then apply to your marketing in general, or the books you find don't have many reviews, it's safer to assume that the niche isn't profitable for any kind of products, and you should move on to another choice instead of increasing your risk of failure by trying it out for yourself. In the early stages of a business, it's all about minimizing your risk, and with all the benefits available to you with our online business model, you can do this very easily. To help you minimize this risk, here's a list of the most profitable niches my clients and or I have made a profit in. Fitness, weight loss, self-improvement, mindfulness, curing an illness, e.g. diabetes, internet marketing or make money online, business, investing, e.g. forex, cryptocurrency, real estate, dating and seduction, sex or adult, which is competitive, marriage advice, dog training, survival or preparedness, music, e.g. how to play an instrument, gambling, e.g. poker, sports, e.g. golf, fantasy football, green energy, learning new languages, parenting, spirituality, and more. Of course, this list doesn't contain all the possibilities, just the most popular and profitable niches or industries that are definitely profitable when you get the correct elements online. Step 6. After you've chosen your niche, you need to know exactly what they want. After all, the more you know your customers in your chosen niche, the better you can serve them and the more profit you'll make. You should know your prospects like the back of your hand, specifically their 1. demographics, their physical attributes, e.g. age, gender, location, income, and so on, and 2, psychographics, their mental attributes, e.g. what they think, feel, like, dislike, what frustrates them, what objections they have when presented with a purchase opportunity, the exact words they use when explaining a problem to you, so you can use the same words in your marketing, and so on. The more you know your prospects, the more your marketing will connect with them, and the more profitable your business will be. For example, whenever I'm writing any kind of content or marketing, I often imagine I'm speaking to a 35 to 65 year old man or woman located in either the UK, Canada or USA who earns an average wage, probably has kids and a spouse they want to support, who has dabbled here and there in things to make an income online but hasn't really seen it as a proper business until now, is jaded of most claims so will need to see or hear some kind of proof, is hesitant to put in the work until they know it's going to work for them, and so on. You too should have an avatar, a typical representation of your ideal prospect. Otherwise, it's going to be difficult for people to connect with what you're saying, as it won't relate to them. As the saying goes, if you market to everyone, you market to no one. To find their demographics, I'd recommend using the Facebook Audience Insights tool. It'll allow you to spy on the demographics of your top competitors' audiences, so you can get a good idea of the demographics for your own business too. Again, success leaves clues. It's free to use, but you'll need to create a Facebook Ads account first at www.facebook.com/business/ads. That's www.facebook.com/business/ads. Once signed up, click the Ads Manager menu at the top and click on Audience Insights. Once there, select everyone on Facebook from the two options and type in the names of your competitors in the Interests box in the left column. Doing this gives you the demographics you're looking for, including your audience's average age, gender, and more. At the top, it shows the number of your competitors' active monthly users on Facebook we can also show ads to. More importantly, it shows us the types of people in that audience. So, for example, we should tailor our marketing towards women aged between 35 to 54, if that's what the graph shows. Lower down on the same page, you can also see an assortment of other data, including their typical relationship status, education level, and even the types of jobs they work. From here, we need to find out your ideal audience's psychographics. Thankfully, the Amazon product listings we found in the previous step aren't just for profit validation. They're also for fulfilling the most powerful lesson in business, finding out exactly what your prospects actually want instead of what you think they want, or what you want to teach. Always keep this at the front of your mind when working on your business. It's important. Simply read through the positive reviews to see what people liked about a particular product. Specifically, 1. Take the exact phrases they use, including how they say it, and use the exact wording in your marketing. 2. Find out the reasons that drove them to buy the product and incorporate that into your copywriting, i.e. any kind of writing when you're persuading people to do something. 3. See which topics are commonly talked about across all the reviews. These are your niche's hot topics. 4. Read what legitimate issues people are complaining about in the negative reviews and take their advice on board for your own future content and marketing. In short, use these reviews to get into the minds of your prospects to think as they think, feel as they feel, and sell them a valuable solution that hits their emotional bullseye. Using the guidance in this chapter, you should have chosen your niche and found out as much as you can about what your prospects are ready to buy and why. Now it's time to create your website. But fear not! Fortunately, this is super simple with the vast number of technophobe-friendly tools available nowadays. Here's how to use them to create the best and most profitable website possible.